Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Talk of intimacy of Shatubhisha Nakshatra. Now we are talking about the heart of Aquarius, okay? The air sign, the mental guy. So you have to think in terms of maverick attitude, unconventional, emotionally detached. This is the problem with Shatubhisha itself. You have got to take your time to understand Shatubhisha. So by the end of this video, you will know how to handle your Shatubhisha man or a woman. Let's roll the intro. So first, let us deal with the moon signs part of this. The moon sign compatibility for Shatubhisha Nakshatra within Aquarius. So the first level of compatibility for Shatubhisha will be the third sign from Aquarius, which will be in the sign of Aries in Kritika. You will find that Dhanishta and Shatubhisha are the same because they both are Rakshasaganas and they both share the same energy of Rakshasagana within Aquarius. So you'll find the same thing. So I'll go through quickly. Okay, it's the same thing which you found in the last two padas of Dhanishta, the previous one. So Shatubhisha, first level of compatibility with Kritika in the third house, third place from Aquarius. I'm slacking a little. The next level of compatibility will be the fourth sign from Aquarius, which happens to be Kritika, as you can see. The third level of compatibility will be with the seventh sign from Aquarius, which is now Leo in Magha Nakshatra. The fourth level of compatibility will be with Scorpio in Vishakha Nakshatra or in Jyeshtha Nakshatra. The last one will be with Sagittarius and in Mula Nakshatra. Actually speaking, Shatubhisha Nakshatra and Mula will get along very thickly. I'll tell you why. Because both are very abstract. Both love to dig deep into things. Both love to go and find the things which are hidden secrets. We'll be like having all kinds of conspiracy theory talks all night as partners. It'll be very interesting. Now let us see the intimacy characteristics of Shatubhisha, which are sort of more difficult to understand because it's a very air sign. It's a fixed Aquarian air sign, co-ruled by Saturn and Rahu, so it's kind of a little, I wouldn't say difficult, but you have to spend more time with such people. Let's see what the Shatubhisha Nakshatra reveals. So like you see over there, characteristics of intimacy for Shatubhisha Nakshatra. Independent and unconventional, very Aquarius-like. They embrace their uniqueness and may have unconventional approaches to relationships. They often have layers to their personality and are gradually revealed with partners over time. Have patience with Shatubhisha. Don't lose your cool with them. Okay? They will reveal themselves. You got to ask them. You got to dig deep through those layers of mysterious Shatubhisha. The Lord is Varuna, cosmic waters. They are all about ether. One of the most abstract things there is ether, beyond all the elements, right? They are capable of navigating through challenging times in relationships and they find innovative solutions to all real-life problems. The life theme of Shatabisha is to connect the abstract and bring it down to the tangible 3D real world. They are experts at it. They will take a very abstract concept and bring it down to concrete level, something like software engineers do. They are analytical and intuitive. They have a sharp mind and they can perceive the underlying emotions and motivation in their partners. Don't try to screw around with the Shatabisha. If you are a man or a woman, if you are in partnership, if you are having a relationship, they can read through everything of yours. They are working on a very abstract plane of existence, their subconscious. They have a knack for thinking outside the box and may introduce unique, innovative ideas into their relationships. Wonderful. The next one can be slightly challenging. They are emotionally detached. They may take time to open up and fully trust their partners. They are always suspicious. Shatabisha is extremely suspicious in nature. They seek partners who can be their confidant, emotional confidant. They need to be able to trust you and they take time with it. So don't be in a rushed mode with a Shatabisha. Building strong bond and based on trust and mutual respect. Once they get to know you, you are their best friend. They will trust you by default. They are humanitarian and compassionate, as Aquarius as this gets. They may be drawn to social causes and seek partners who share their values and make a positive impact on the world. The way to court a Shatabisha Nakshatra man or a woman is to talk about social causes. Your restaurant or cafe, your Starbucks coffee cafes or wherever you hang out. If you are hanging out with a Shatabisha man or woman, strike something about social causes. You will just nail it with them. They are deep thinkers and philosophical, truly. They ponder the existential questions and seek partners who engage in meaningful discussions and intellectual exchanges. Intellectual bonding is the key to Shatabisha if you are in a relationship. They may resist being tied down by traditional relationship norms and seek freedom and flexibility. Be ready to do a BDSM with your Shatabisha. They may be bisexual, for example. They can choose different kind of sexual modes of operations. It's ether, okay? It penetrates everything. It understands all forms of sexual expression as just a sexual expression, nothing more, nothing significant. But if you are one of those super traditional kind of people, don't hang out with the Shatabisha. They are the most unconventional people out there you can find in terms of relationships, yeah? You got to be more unconventional with a Shatabisha if you want to really live it, love them, understand them, connect to them, and kind of have a lasting relationship. I don't care what the moon sign says. Shatabisha is really difficult to understand. But once you do, it's a very juicy, very long-lasting, very, how do I put this, very engaging kind of people there. But you need to be able to have patience with them. They are slow to connect. Okay. So that's the Shatabisha. Next one will deal with the kick-ass guy, Purva Bhadrapada, right? So that we will do next. In the meantime, take care, be safe, leave your comments if you have any. See you on the next. Bye-bye.